Hi, friends. It's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War-era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener warning. The Elmwood Strain is an immersive, binaural audio experience that includes adult themes and scenes depicting drug use, adult language, and violence.
The Violet Hour presents
The Elmwood Strain. Perfect. Just bought these shoes. Hi, I need a room for two nights, please.
No check-ins after 9 p.m. Unless you have a reservation.
Reservation? There aren't any other cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, I was joking. It's a joke. You said two nights?
Yes.
$152.95.
Right.
That cash only. That'll make change.
Okay. How much was it again?
$152.95. So, here on vacation? Jesus, lady. Do they not have sarcasm where you live? It's Elmwood. Shithole.
Oh, sorry. I just...
Whatever. Here's your key. Number 114. You can park right out front of your room. Vending machines around back. Checking expiration dates is entirely your responsibility.
Thanks, but I had a sandwich on the plane, so...
Lady, look, listen. I don't want you to be offended by this, but I don't care. Please enjoy your stay.
Anyway, but seriously, a better on Park this morning, sir, follow up with local jackass Ted Gardner. truck and then proceeded to hurl projectiles at innocent commuters. Hey, wait a minute, I know that guy. Hey, if you're listening, Ted, you can have your tackle box back when you're man enough to come down here and cry it out of my car.
Hello? No thanks. Crystal? Hi, Crystal. Sorry, I just got out of the shower.
What's with all the rentals, dummy? Room and wheels? I could have picked you up at the airport if you told me what flight you were going to be on.
I didn't want to bother you. I was just going to call, though, right after I got dressed.
Hey, no problem. Only one motel in town. Only one car outside, parked in front of this room. We found you. Didn't take Nancy fucking Drew.
We?
Hey.
Jed?
Are you going to open up or what?
I got it.
Whoa, Jed!
You piece of shit.
Look, Jed, it's Paige.
Fuck off. I'm over that. Hey, Paige.
Sorry, I was just about to get dressed.
You don't mind if we watch, do you?
Shit, Jed's like, showtime.
What's that?
What?
There on your towel. On the bottom.
Barf? Is that mildew? God, this place is a shithole.
It's good to see you again. Is that beer?
Breakfast of champions.
How are you holding up?
What does it look like?
I mean, you guys look amazing. And Crystal, your skin.
Nostalgic for my zits.
No, it's just like, even the scars are gone. And Jed.
Yeah?
You're so solid. Like, when did you start working out? You don't look any older, but not the same either.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
She means we look better than ever, right?
Yes, yeah. You really do.
Mm-hmm. Good genes, I guess. So did you have a rough flight, or is this you all the time? I mean, damn, even Jed couldn't lift the bags under those eyes. They don't have plastic surgeons out west? Or moisturizer?
I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Are you working directly on the surface of the sun, or... Like, do you know you're only 29 because your face doesn't?
It hasn't been easy.
Oh, well, it's been a pure fucking paradise here in Elmrot, huh, Jed?
Let's get this show on the road.
Right. Yeah, I just need some time to get ready.
No worries.
I was just gonna wear this, but is it too formal? Are you guys gonna change, or...
What's wrong with what we're wearing now?
Nothing. Should I wear jeans, too?
Do you have $600 jeans?
No.
Then stick with your little black dress.
Okay. I don't want to make you guys late.
Hurry the fuck up, then.
I could always meet you there. I rented a car, so...
How's that gonna work? You don't even know where we're going.
Yeah, you forgot to text me back with the details. I mean, I know where the cemetery is.
Do you, though? Last time we were all there, you were a no-show.
I couldn't. Before, it was just too much. It's been a decade now, and this is about Lucas, so...
Lucky Lucas. Lucky dead Lucas.
It's about being here for you, too. Better late than never.
Sweet. But we're not going to the cemetery.
Okay. I'll just,
Aw. Where are you going?
I'll just be a second.
This was just about to get good.
Oh, God, this humidity. I'm not used to it anymore. Oh, nice truck, Jed. This is yours?
Yeah. Why so surprised?
No, I just meant...
Shotgun! Oh my God, your face. I'm just messing with ya. You're the guest. I'll sit in back. Your chariot, m'lady. Watch your toes!
Drive?
bed in a suit and tie, like, where are my tax dollars going?
Town Hall burnt the fuck down forever ago.
Oh, shit, what happened?
Councilwoman pissed off the wrong constituent. You can only go around acting like you're better than everybody else for so long. Hey, Jed.
Hmm?
Paige thinks you paid taxes.
I meant to ask, what do you guys do? Like, I got my realtor's license and...
We actually started our own business.
Really?
Really?
Well, that's great. So, what exactly do you guys do?
Hey, Paige, check it out. On your right.
Didn't that used to be the skating rink?
Yep.
It's gone?
Gonzo.
A birthday party turned into this epic brawl, and the manager tried to throw them all out, but they tossed him through the front window. It was hilarious. He bled out in the parking lot.
Reedy's?
Long gone.
Jade Palace is boarded up.
I'll make you a list of what's left, okay? Be quicker.
Sorry.
Hey, Paige, can I ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
Where's your necklace?
My what?
Your necklace. I'm wearing my half. See, for our reunion.
Can we turn up the AC, Jed? Humidity is killing me.
Paige, look. Here's the forever, and you had the friends, remember?
Oh, yeah, I lost a lot of stuff in the movie.
Motherfucker!
Fuck, Chris!
You gotta go by my house first. I forgot the thing.
What thing?
The thing.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab more beer.
You want it, you get it. There's half a case in the garage fridge. Paige?
I'm good.
You're not gonna come in and say hi to my mom?
Oh, no. I'll just wait here in the car.
What, you think she won't recognize you?
take a lot more than cowboy boot skin and eye baggage to disguise that face.
I'd just rather not, okay?
Get out.
What?
Get the fuck out of the truck!
Whoa!
Here.
Jesus, Jed, that's a big fucking knife.
Take it.
I don't understand.
Make yourself useful. The yard. Flowers.
Shit, yeah. Flowers for Lucas. Good call, Jed.
Won't your mom mind me hacking away at her sunflowers?
It's a somber fucking occasion. And if she wants to keep living here, she'll fucking deal with it.
Crystal?
Get away from here!
Oh, God. Mrs. Kaplan? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were out here. It's me, or... I'm a friend of your daughter's.
Stay back!
Oh, God, the knife. No. Crystal said you wouldn't mind if I took a sunflower or two for the service. I only cut one. Are you okay? What happened to your arm? It's really hot out here. Do you want me to... Should I get Crystal or...
No, please.
Okay, do you need help getting back inside?
Shh. They're coming.
Let's go, Martha Stewart. Only one flower?
I think there's something wrong with...
What are you looking at over there?
Nothing. The sunflowers, there's this powdery mold or something. God, it's all over my hands now, and my dress.
Whatever. Get in, you can hold this.
A cookie tin? Are we supposed to bring food? I thought this was a memorial service. Are we going to a wake?
That's exactly what I told you on the phone. Just a small ceremony, so his best friends can say goodbye. Besides, all that official crap's already done and dusted. Literally. Dust to dust, bitches.
You mean...
Yep. You're holding the guest of honor. What's left of him, anyway?
Lucas. This is where we're spreading his ashes?
Lucas loved chilling here.
Are we allowed to, though? At a public park around kids and everything?
What fucking kids?
There are two other cars.
Huh. So there are. Ooh. Guys, check out the bumper sticker. Go Plainview Panthers! Somebody's a long way from home.
Plainview. Bunch of stuck-up pricks.
Check it out. Here, kitty, kitty.
Crystal!
Yes, dear?
How did you kick the bumper?
It's the Crown's bumper now.
Whoever the car belongs to is gonna... I mean, what if they saw you and...
Who? The Plainview pussies? Oh, well, well. A plus for Paige. There are kids on the playground. Come on.
Oh my God, what are they doing?
Looks like they're kicking the piss out of each other to me.
Holy shit. Check out that little one with the bat.
Jesus Christ, they're killing each other. Jed!
What?
Do something! Crystal!
Hey! Go play Lords and Flies somewhere else. This is a private engagement. Do you see who's fucking talking to you? Move!
Sorry, Chris. Don't worry, we're gone. We're out of here.
What? What was that? There's blood on the... Oh, God.
Kids these days. I blame the YouTube.
You sure you want to spread the ashes here? Look at this place.
I know. One-way ticket to Tetanusville. This is why we can't have anything nice!
Hey, you guys. There's still someone here.
Huh.
Slumped over by the slide in the hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, asshole! Heads up! Chill, I only got him the legs.
He didn't even flinch.
Homeless piece of shit.
You don't think those kids did something to him?
Park's always full of trash.
And memories. Can't forget those.
Dude, fuck off!
Shall we?
Shouldn't his parents be the ones to do this?
His folks are off shitting magic crystals in Sedona. They don't care what we do with him.
I think they called me at work. I don't know how they knew I worked there, but...
Here, set Lucas on the picnic table. This one was his favorite. You went so far out of your way to be here, Paige. You start.
You mean... say something? Okay, Our friend, Lucas, was one of a kind.
Say that again.
The first time I met him was the summer before fifth grade at the Civic Center. And he wasn't in the pool or at the concession stands with all the other kids. Lucas was sitting next to the chain link fence and making a wreath out of dandelions and reciting a Wiccan funeral chant for a dead bee. When I was on yearbook committee, we actually made up a new category for him. Most likely to chain himself to construction equipment to save one whole butterfly. Which would sound mean about anyone else, but I knew he'd take it as a compliment because he wasn't like anyone else. And I chose a really good pick. From the semester, he wore that green poker dealer's visor every day and sort of pulled it off. Had to get you in there somewhere. You blew off your senior pictures. Not that the yearbook ever got printed. You didn't want me to leave. I don't know if you were the only one who felt that way, but you were the only one who said it out loud.
That it?
I can't think of anything else to say. Do you guys want to... We should have brought some water. Oh, it's so hot. God, it's too hot. What's that guy wearing a hoodie?
Who?
Where did he go? The guy Jed hit with his beer can.
The homeless dude? I don't know. Maybe the commissioner flashed the slum signal and he rushed off to lower property values somewhere else.
And left his bag?
Now that is careless. Jed?
Maybe you shouldn't touch it.
Did you guys hear that? I think there's something behind that trash can.
Oh, what the fuck? Get off of me!
Whoa!
Jed!
Paige! Paigey! Chill! It's me!
Lucas?
Violet Hour Media. The Elmwood Strain. Produced, directed, and edited by Anthony Laddish. Written by Rachel Woolley. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drumeller. Music by Chase Horseman. Executive produced by Cassie Josepho. Starring Sarah McGuire as Paige, Tim Robinson as Lucas, Alice Pollock as Crystal, and Matt Rapport as Jed. With Chad Crenshaw as the motel clerk, and Davis D-Rock as the radio announcer, with additional voice performances by Maggie Hutchison and Connor McGiffin. Script supervised and assistant edited by Chad Crenshaw. Additional music by Federation of Horsepower.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.